The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
This is day 25 of Love Now. Today's title is A Great Love, Rich in Mercy. Charles Spurgeon said, "God's mercy is so great that you may sooner drain the sea of its water or deprive the sun of its light than to diminish the great mercy of God." Rick Warren said, "God's love is like an ocean. You can see its beginning, but not its end." Our text today is Ephesians 2, 4 through 5. "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved." These two verses offer a wealth of theological language filled with terms and ideas that we frequently use, yet may not fully grasp. The word love, for instance, is quite familiar, and we can likely explain its meaning in both practical and biblical contexts. When the text states that God has great love with which He loved us, we probably understand this concept well. We have experienced love and have given love in return. We have made sacrifices for love and have been beneficiaries of the loving sacrifices made by others for us. Our internal understanding of love and our real-life experiences support our concept of when God expresses His great love for us. However, the same clearly does not necessarily apply to the concept of mercy, especially when linked to the notion of being dead in our trespasses. Mercy tends to be an abstract legal term associated with those who have transgressed and are seeking leniency from just consequences. Thus, a criminal may appeal to the mercy of the court. But do we see ourselves as criminals in God's eyes? And if that is the case, how can God still love us? This is where His rich mercy comes into play. He is not obliged to forgive our sins. Nothing is compelling Him to extend Christ's atoning sacrifice to us. No universal law dictates that He must overlook our wickedness, sin, and corruption for the sake of Christ. He has no obligation to pardon us for the original sin of Adam that persists within us. Our own sincere sins, or the daily transgressions we commit against Him. Yet, He chooses to forgive. The mercy we refer to here is not a legal matter. It springs from God's great love. We do not plead for God's mercy as our sins would hinder even that plea. He is merciful to us out of His love, even when we often reject that love. He is a merciful God, and we are merely recipients of His boundless, loving mercy. Ephesians 2:4 begins by describing that God is rich in mercy. The Greek word for rich is plousios and means fully resourced. It can also mean God's abundance that comes from His provisions. Plousios comes from a root word that means filled or full. Therefore, God abundantly abounds in mercy. He will always have an overstock of mercy. His limitless supply of mercy is consistently available to us. Ephesians 2:4 continues by explaining the reason for God's mercy. Because of the great love with which He loved us. God's rich supply of mercy comes from His great love. The Greek word for great is polis. The word means high in number and great in amount. It is defined as multitudinous. The word emphasizes the quantity involved. In the New Testament, it is translated as multitude, many, great, plentiful, and much. God has a multitude of love that is bountiful. Because of his endless amount of love, he extends an abundance of his never-ending mercy. James Montgomery Boyce reveals the relationship between God's mercy and love. Mercy is related to love. It flows from it. But mercy has the sense of favor being shown to those who deserve the precise opposite. If nothing but a proper code of rewards and retribution were followed, sinners would receive God's wrath. That they do not is because God is merciful. Instead of condemning them, as he had every right to do, he reached out and saved them through the death of Jesus Christ. God's love is always available because God is always love. He is a love now God. Because of his great love, he is full of mercy towards us. So he extended that mercy while we were dead in our sins. Only by his mercy and grace can we be saved and made alive together with Christ. Here are some questions to consider today. Why is it God's nature to have an abundance of love? Why is God's unlimited love the reason for his rich mercy? How thankful are you today for God's great love and rich mercy? Spend some time in prayer, expressing your gratitude to God. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.